This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Betty Hill's dress. Phyllis Spottinger, tell us more.
Okay. Well, the stuff I found, you know, you could not say it was from an alien or unknown source. I did have DNA analysis done, and I just want to mention one thing. Most of it was human DNA and that, but there was one that was called, they found a bacteria, and it was called Proteobacterium. And this is soil bacteria, which could be picked up anywhere. And if the dress was on the ground, it could have gotten there easily. But because of the location of the bacteria, which was on the left sleeve, if Betty was wearing the dress, she would have to be in the prone position, flat on the ground at some point. And this is highly unlikely. And the only time we know that the dress was on the ground was when the dress was removed from Betty in the craft and thrown crumpled on the craft floor. And I think some of this bacteria could easily have been from soil dirt on the floor brought in on footwear worn by Betty and the entities, because the abduction did take place on a dirt road. So I think that was interesting. And I do have some speculations from the analysis, and again, a lot of background from Betty was necessary for this. What this dress was literally a new dress that was reduced to a rag as a result of something bizarre happening. That's absolutely no question. And from the chemical analysis I did, it supports Betty's account of the event, and I found nothing at all that would contradict her story. So I have some speculations. Betty told me there was a most unpleasant, unidentifiable odor on the craft. And I think this odor could have emanated from the craft occupants and could be the result of, natural body elimination of oils or respiratory agents. So I guess some alien sweat and smell. I think, were transformed to the dress on contact. And as I said before, the pink areas are most profound right around the top of the dress, and especially around the sleeves where the entities gripped Betty as they took her to and from the craft. And wherever there was contact on the dress by aliens, there was pink discoloration. I think what happened is the biological components on the dress were probably also on her skin, because I didn't mention this, but both her and Barney felt really clammy and dirty after the event. I don't think that the stuff that was originally deposited on the dress directly caused the discoloration to pink, because Betty found it days later when she took the dress out of the closet. I think the substance was probably moist, and so the moisture didn't dissipate because she had folded the dress up. And I think this moist substance served as a nutrient for a natural biological growth, which I think was mildew. And this grew, and days later the dress dried, and the powdery residue from this whatever grew, it remained. So it was the mildew-type material that I feel caused the discoloration and possibly interacted with the dress fiber. And, by the way, let's see, the entity on the right, when she had the scuffle, when taking her across the threshold, I think took the brunt of her attack, because this is where the lining is ripped, And also it's noted that the right sleeve swatch is totally permeated with the Milo-like material. And so I think a tighter grip on her was necessary.
Well, Betty was right-handed, too, so that would have been her go-to hand to fight off something.
I think that the soil bacteria remained, and well, I previously mentioned that I think it was tracked in, it was from dirt tracked in by the craft and picked up by the dress when it was on the floor. So, anyway, it's rather interesting. Some people might say, well, why didn't Barney's clothes turn pink or discolor? Well, as soon as he got home on the day of the event, he had all of his clothes and everything cleaned. So that didn't happen to his clothes. But anyhow, that's about what I came to the conclusion. I think... it supports whatever she said. There were other things on other fragments I found on there, but you know, those were the most profound. Like for instance, I found some spider blood where she sat on a bench when she had a hot dog on her way down because she sat on a spider, and a lot of things like that. But everything that she said, it just followed perfectly.
But wouldn't there be something if this dress had been in a spacecraft that would indicate coming into contact with something that was not of this Earth?
Not necessarily.
I'm just asking.
Well, I think that she did come in contact with something. I think the aliens' respiratory products. And I think that can be explained. I think that's what caused the whole generation of mildew and the whole nine yards. And so she did mention the odor, and I said, what did it smell like? You know, the earliest analytical instruments ever made was man's five senses. So I always ask that to people. What did it smell like when you went into the craft? She says, I don't know. It was most unpleasant, she says. And then later on, Kathy told me that he thought it smelled like marigolds. So that's the closest she could come.
Smelled like what?
Marigolds.
You know, marigolds. Oh, yeah. Kind of a...
Yeah, they're not too fragrant. I mean, they're fragrant, but they're... not too. They don't smell so good. Even the deer won't go near them.
Well, they actually, if you plant them around your garden, they help keep bugs away.
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of a bitter, cloying. It's kind of hard to describe. Peppery, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's irritating smell.
Yeah.
Well, how about other abduction cases? Have you been asked to analyze other articles of clothing? I would think that that this would be an automatic no-brainer for people like David Jacobs, the late Bud Hopkins, and others to have bed clothing analyzed that were allegedly worn during one of these types of visitations or abductions. Has anyone ever contacted you further about doing work with current cases?
Let's hold that answer till our next segment, and we'll have more with Phyllis Sputtinger, and we'll find out whether she's been contacted by anyone else involved in researching UFO abduction cases after having analyzed that dress worn by Betty Hill. Oh, boy. Now, the last two episodes of After the Paracast have been special. So, 2 weeks ago, we continued our 10th anniversary roundtable with Paul Kimball, Greg Bishop, and Gogs MacKay. And last week, our three listeners, part of our listener roundtable, Sue, Ufology, and Stoneheart, stayed for the second show. You can get After the Paracast if you're a member of the Paracast Plus. You also get the ad-free version of this show with higher quality audio. We're delivering show transcripts now. We'll have a special section for classic ad-free episodes. So lots out there. More to come. If you want to learn more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com.
Good stuff, Gene.
Oh, it's really good stuff, and we want to get into a lot of remaining questions from our listeners and more. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Phyllis Budinger with a question on the table. It's sitting there on the table. Let me get it right now. Here it is. See? Question on the table, but it's not on that piece of paper. That's just my show schedule. So, Phyllis, as you were asked, been in contact with anyone else with regard to a UFO abduction case?
Yes. I'm working on one right now. But Kathy Harden sent me a T-shirt a couple of years ago, and I just finished it. I did a lot of work on it, and darn, I can't find anything on it. It was faded. She says, is it related to what happened to Betty's dress? Well, the only thing I could tell her was it definitely was not the same thing that happened to Betty's dress. There was no substance on it that I could identify. And either that substance was gone or either it was some kind of an energy source that caused the coloration. That's all I could come up with. But I did a lot of work on that. A lot of these samples that come in are actually research projects. And clothing is one such thing. You know, it takes me a long time, and I try everything I can think of. I put my whole bag of analytical tricks on this T-shirt. And at least I could say, no, this was entirely different than what happened to Betty Hill's dress. But I couldn't pick up anything outside of common mundane things you'd find on a T-shirt. This was a different substance than Betty. I mean, it was cotton. Betty's dress was cellulose acetate. It was the dye and fiber had not been attacked like Betty's. There was absolutely no substance identifiable on there, and on and on. So the speculations I made were that was the best I could come up with. There's nothing there. So it was there, or it was an energy source or something.
Well, certainly we're getting slightly graphic here. If someone claims that they were sexually probed by aliens or somehow involved in an effort to create a hybrid humanoid alien, there ought to be some kind of physical evidence around, unless E.T. is being very circumspect and cleaning everything up.
Well, they're cagey, I'll tell you, from what I've been, the stuff I've been getting. They're cagey.
Yeah, maybe they have some sort of energy process that totally erases all trace of something. You just don't know.
Well, the interesting thing about this one was the man's cell phone was on and recording, and toward the end of the recording, there was a purple neon-type light that was on the phone, and I don't know if it's related or not, but that's where the background information comes in handy, was it connected with that. And interesting enough, the T-shirt, when he woke up, he sat on the edge of the bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, and next thing you knew, it was 8 o'clock, and his T-shirt was on inside out and backwards. So I could tell things like, okay, he said he was sweating profusely. I could say, okay, the sweat was more abundant on the inside, which meant since it was inside out when he was there, that the lion's share of the perspiration came before the shirt was removed. I could find out all kinds of things like that. But to find out what it was, caused it, I don't know. The perspiration was the only thing I could find in abundance, and I don't think that caused the staining. And besides, here's the interesting thing about that. It had all pink faded spots on there, but it gradually restored back to its original color over time, and I couldn't tell.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's a weird one. And so
how could you explain that with a mundane?
Yeah, unless, again, some energy source and something.
Yeah, but is there anything conventional that could account for that kind of effect?
Well, I'll tell you, if your listeners out there are listening, please tell me, because I put UV light on it, infrared light on it, I put it in the microwave, I did everything trying to turn it, to a pink color. My speculation was that maybe there was an energy source that raised things up to a higher energy level, and then it slowly released itself, and the color went back. Don't know.
But why pink? That's interesting. There's a correlation there between the Hill case, 50 years before. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but still, it was not the same thing. That definitely not the same process that happened with Eddie.
So, right, but it's the same color.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe these are, fashionably challenged aliens that are still stuck in the pink and pastel 80s or something.
I have some other.
I think I even had a pink jacket back then, actually.
Oh, yeah. Pink and black, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, why haven't more people contacted you? I would think that you'd be inundated.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've got some more clothing now from a more recent event that happened here in Ohio. And it was a missing time in a state park where there were some fishermen. It's very similar to the Allagash story.
Right.
And at night, something happened, missing time. They woke up, the campfire was out, and I have all the clothing from them.
Oh,
and I'm just working on that now.
You're going to find fish guts, salmon eggs, bacon grease, probably a little whiskey.
Yeah, well, I found the guy was a construction worker, and I found paint on the front. But, you know, I'm just working on it. One thing that interests me, and it might not mean anything, but I found on the sleeves stains that could only be observed by UV light, putting them over.
Uh-huh.
I'm focusing on that now, and I'm trying to isolate that so I can get a better look at it.
Yeah, there are some lubricants and automotive products that that fluoresce.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm getting I'm extracting and I'm doing things on that, and I don't know. Maybe I'll find something like that mundane.
Well, you've got the bag of tricks to throw at the equation here.
Yeah.
So. Oh man, this is great stuff. This kind of show I like, Phyllis, when we can actually talk to a real scientist doing real science and with an objective view of these mysteries, if we will. But you keep saying aliens. It sounds like you really have a sense that we are being visited by extraterrestrials. Of course, you did mention the possibility of dimensional, some sort of metaterrestrial, if you will, or even time, chrononauts. Maybe it's Andrew Bisaggio coming back from the future trying to mess with everybody.
Before we go on and we go back to the future.
Man.
Well, all right. That's where we have the flying roller derbies and everything. And the flying cars. Why don't we have flying cars as they had in Back to the Future?
Well,
I'm really concerned over that.
They do. They're just now coming out.
Yeah, well, I guess we were late.
They even have a flying drone that can seat a pilot.
Well, I'm very conceited myself. We have Phyllis Budinger with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris and Phyllis Spudinger, we're looking at nuts and bolts UFO research. So let me ask you, Phyllis, we've covered a number of cases here, Betty Hill's dress, Delphos, Kansas, things that you've analyzed. Is there anything anywhere that gives us any real clues as to the origins of UFOs?
The origins, your guess is as good as mine. I lean toward the dimensional one because of the craft that I saw go disappear. But I think it could be both, extraterrestrial and dimensional. It could be. But I have yet to see any isotopic ratio differences for extraterrestrial, but I've only looked at limited samples, very limited. And just need more data to put it all together. You got to find the pattern, and I haven't found anything yet. The only thing I've ever seen was these glowing effects, and which indicates something about the propulsion system. We just need more data, a lot more data.
Well, I think after all these years, is there a reason you think why we don't have that data? I mean, even if we start UFOs in 1947, which of course is not where it would generally start. Why is it that way?
I suppose a lot of this stuff has not been properly analyzed. Because I don't know of anybody that did a really great job of it in the past. I can remember reading about some techniques that were done on some samples in the past that were totally preposterous to use that. Why would you use something that, you know, that you put through a chromatographic column that was not soluble in something, or why would you send a sample to a doctor, an MD? That happened a number of times. They think a doctor, because he's a doctor, knows all about analysis of materials, you know, or it was sent to the wrong people.
He's got lots of fancy gear, you know? He's got lots of fancy gadgets.
Yeah. So I think that the people that have been analyzing this, some people were very good, but they it has never been archived. I haven't seen much data in the literature. Some have. I think the angel hair stuff, a lot of work was done on that. That was reliable. Well, at first I didn't think so, but I found out that a lot of it that comes in is mostly spider web. And you can see that just by a microscope because it has little droplets on it and sometimes eggs. But
yeah, but real angel hair usually disappears. I mean,
yeah,
it dissolves
disappears.
Away.
And I had one case like that. Most of the stuff, about all the stuff I ever saw was spider hair. But I had one case where it wasn't the typical spider hair, angel hair. It sort of dissolved, and it was a foamy material, and it did dissolve and went away and before I could do much work on it. So it was a problem, but I did find it was a natural product. We did some, I had a friend of mine do with this a method called GCMS, and he also Headspace GCMS to look at the vapors and stuff, and it was a lot of natural products, decomposition products from,
right.
I call them amides, I don't know what.
Have you ever heard of a yellowish, kind of slightly oily material that is mostly translucent, kind of reminds you of a clear orange marmalade type material that's oily and has some bubbles in it? I collected some off actually the neck of my very first field investigation, and I sealed it in a film container and signed my name, and it was duct tape closed and all that, and we sent it that day overnight to Denver, and it arrived the next morning. And when John Altshuler opened up the vial, there was nothing in the vial, nothing. And we had collected enough material to put a nice blob on a quarter. So there was, you know, quite a bit of material there. And he did a test on the vial and said not only was the material gone, he said the only thing that had ever been in the container was film. Have you ever heard that? This yellow kind of material? I've heard of it on a few cases.
It's funny you should mention that because I got a sample from New Hampshire. I think this is an experiencer. There's a lot of high UFO activity in this area, and she sent me a rubber glove, which she found this material, gooey, something like that, outside, and it dissolved the glove. And I'm trying to figure out what it is, and I'm not very far in the analysis, but I've got a lot of spectra on it, but I'm in the process of interpreting it, so it might be something similar to what you had.
She described it similar as yellow in color and kind of...
Yeah, it's sort of yellowish, and of course the glove is yellow too, but it's a gooey, sticky material.
Yeah.
And it actually attacked the rubber glove, dissolved it.
Well, interesting.
She touched it.
If it's the same stuff, it should have burnt into or dissolved the plastic of the film canister, you would think. But,
yeah,
you know, you can't assume anything in this room.
No.
Well, have you, you know, you've been interested in these subjects for quite a number of years now, going on 20 years, in terms of being officially involved and doing testing and that sort of thing. Have you got any sort of negativity or blowback from the professional community that, you know, you've been obviously working for 30, 35 years as a professional analytical chemist? Have you had any snitting or have you had people supporting your work and saying, wow, you know, I wish I had the gumption to do that or whatever? Or do you try to keep everything separate? Do your colleagues know that you're even involved in this?
Oh, yeah, they know. They know. In fact, there's only two that didn't want to follow the topic. Well, they don't believe in the topic. And there's only been a couple that have at least said it to me. But they all asked me all kinds of questions. In fact, some have even had suggestions for analysis. I haven't had the backlash that bad. I think a lot of them offered to help. I sort of recall an incident that happened. It was after I retired. A friend of mine was working for a large company in the analytical area, and he asked me, he said, could you come over and help us out for a while? And I said, okay, yeah. So I went over there and worked for a couple months. And they had, well, like most companies, they had project reviews. Everybody has a turnover the year. And some guy asked me, one of the scientists there, he found out, he says, what are you doing with this lab of yours? You know, he found out ahead. I says, well, I'm looking at UFO-related material. He says, you know, if you gave a project review on that, he said, you wouldn't have enough chairs for all the people to come in. We'd have to open the doors.
Oh, no kidding.
That was a comment he made, you know.
Wow.
And some of the people I worked with, after they left our company, the petroleum company, moved out of town, some formed their own testing labs. And, in fact, one of the fellows that does he's one of the experts in the field, ICP-MS technique, which he does some of the isotopic ratios. And he's very interested in it. Though he won't discuss his name in public, he's very interested, and he runs anything that I bring over to him. And there's another one that I just contacted the other day on the West Coast out in your area, actually near the San Diego area, who does certain tests that I need, XRD and so forth.
Let me ask you in our next segment something about that, because I'm curious about one thing with regard to scientific participation.
Mm-hmm.
We have Phyllis Budinger with Gene and Chris for one more segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yeah, Phyllis Budinger, winner of the 2013 MUFON Ufologist of the Year. Phyllis, okay, so you're in touch with these scientists who are basically working on the QT.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big problem we see that there may be a lot of potential scientific interest, but they don't want to be publicly linked to the UFO stuff?
Yeah, I can see that. When I did the Delphos report, for instance, I wanted to acknowledge everybody that contributed to it. The good thing was everybody said, okay, use my name back, you know. But one guy didn't. He says, no, I don't want to be connected to this. And he was about to leave for Argonne, too, the National Laboratory. He says, no, I don't want my name on it. So,
right.
And what the interesting thing is on that, though, I've had gone to meetings, and I've had a few people, scientists, come up and ask me if they could run some tests for me if I wanted them to. So, but it's on the QT.
Well, do you think that this professional reticence of getting slimed by this subject, do you think that this is slowly changing and that maybe the younger professionals coming up in the scientific community are a little less reticent to be associated with this subject? Or
I think definitely changing.
It is changing. Good.
Yeah.
Because I would hope this is not a predictable institutional problem.
yeah. Well, there's more and more sightings, and a lot of this, and you go out like on these programs, like my doctor, he saw a UFO, and they say, maybe we ought to look into this a little bit more, you know. But they don't want to jeopardize their position wherever they're working, and I can understand that. I didn't talk too much about it at work, but they knew I was involved with it, but then again, I wasn't as actively involved. I was reading a lot and that type of thing. So
getting the background work done.
Yeah, I think it's changing.
You're such a sweetheart, too. I enjoyed so much meeting you earlier this fall. And, you know, you just have a very kind of effortless way about you. And I don't see how anybody could get mad at you for anything, actually, because you're such a sweetheart. I'm not, blowing smoke here. I've been wanting to meet you for a long time, and it was a real pleasure finally meeting you. And I'll tell you, I know where I'm going to go if I have some, quality site evidence or trace evidence or, something that you would be able to have some fun with. I would be very honored if you would be involved in any sort of analytical process.
I'd love to do it. It's fun. It's really fun work. It's not boring, obviously.
Well, you never know. mean, gosh, if you come up with a new isotope of some compound or metal or something, you could win the Nobel Prize.
Well, I doubt that, but...
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, there's the potential for some amazing scientific breakthroughs. It could be in the very next package coming in from a site investigator. You just don't know. We don't know unless we do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And my hat's off to you. This has been, again, I don't say this very often, but this has been one of my absolute favorite episodes in the past 6 years, 7 years of being involved with the show. You know, I really salute you and your courage and, you know, your stick-to-itiveness and be willing to become informed about the subject, number one, and then be creative in how to apply your particular talents and expertise to this conundrum. Anything that we can do here at the Paracast to aid you in that, you just let us know. And, you know, my hat's off to you, Phyllis. You're a real, well, I can't say unsung hero because you won the Investigator of the Year Award. So, you know, keep up the good work. And I just hope that you have somebody that you're you have under your wing, that you've got somebody to help carry on the work, too, once you get to the point where you're not really capable of really doing the work. You know, we're all getting older, and, you know, we need to get the young people involved. So this is really important.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you as we progress here to a final portion of the show, and that is, all right, you're not doctrinaire about UFO origins. You're trying to be really fair, consider the evidence, take it where it leads. Do you think we'll ever get to an answer? It's been so many decades, and it seems to me as if we really haven't made all that much progress as much work has been done.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll get to an answer. Our spacecraft are up there. We're discovering, and the technology is going rampant. I'm sure it'll come out, but I think whatever this is controlling this. That is, it won't come through government or things like that. It'll come through the people. It's people will become aware that they're not living in a bubble, that there's something out there.
That presupposes, Phyllis, sorry to cut you short, we don't have much time, we have to keep it short.
Okay.
That presupposes there's an ET origin, and that's not been proven yet. Do you think the government even has anything more than just more cases rather than any firm evidence as to what's going on?
I think they do. I've talked to a few military personnel, and, they have more than they're saying, so... they probably have everything analyzed and that, and here I'm in the grassroots trying to figure it out, and they probably could tell me everything and why the rocks were dropped and why the Betty Hill's dress was messed up and all kinds of things. So
you think they know a heck of a lot more than we do. That's why they're probably a heck of a lot more confused.
Yeah, well, that could be. Yeah, it could be. So there's evidence for this. I have some friends and so forth that have told me things. Again, the military. I had a friend here last night who was dealing with someone in the Canadian military. Was telling me things that they knew, and they wanted to keep up with this guy very closely, and he was supposed to tell him everything he found. He had visitors from the military. This guy had visitors from the so-called black men in black, and another strange visitor that he thought could be out of this world, but... You hear stories about that so many times. So
wow, we're going to have you back for another episode. Talk about these things. Oh.
Well, those I'm not going to go into depth because you wonder, and I don't know some of these people probably don't want to talk about it.
Do you ever think maybe these people are making up stories just for your benefit?
Some are, and I've caught some of them, a lot of them aren't, and a lot of them they won't tell anybody else normally, especially abductees. They won't tell anybody, but when they find out what I'm in, they'll start telling me stories. I don't pass it on, so they trust me. So,
isn't that what we always hear, unfortunately? Mm-hmm. We get that close, some tantalizing tidbit of information is conveyed. We try to follow it through.
Mm-hmm.
It just never seems to happen.
Yeah.
Phyllis Budinger, please tell our listeners if they want more information about what you do, you have a site or somewhere we can go?
No, I don't. I try to keep a low profile. That's why. No, I don't have a site. I should do that, though, because I would like to post all the reports on one site, and that should be archived somewhere. John Greenwald has some of it.
Well, how about if we get one of our wonderful family members here at the Paracast to help you out? We have some real good web people.
Well, I could think about that, yeah.
Okay, let me wrap it. Okay, so if you think you can help Phyllis Budinger or you wish to contact her, contact us. On the Paracast, we have those contact us links at theparacast.com and on the forums. Just click on those, send us a message. And if necessary, we'll get you in touch with Phyllis. I want to tell you also that we're on Twitter. You can send us a tweet, too. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look to our other radio show, After the Paracast, which is exclusively available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. We offer the Paracast Plus with After the Paracast. We offer this radio show, better quality audio, without the network ads. For those who don't want to fast forward, we have show transcripts, videos. We're going to put up classic episodes real soon. Now I have the first batch to upload. More to come. To find out more, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. Just use that web address, plus dot theparacast.com. Phyllis Budinger, thank you for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.